弟兄姊妹们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
大家过得好不好
？How are your days?
好哈。我先代表我爸爸妈妈谢谢弟兄姊妹的带导和问候。
And on behalf of my parents, I want to thank brothers and sisters for your caring and your prayers.
他们说他们非常非常想念弟兄姊妹。
And they particularly said that they really missed everyone.
他们本来去年就计划好今年九月，以为我们会盖好第一个副堂可以回来参加我们的开幕哈。
And they thought that this year in September they would come back and join us when we first come into this place.
他现在问我们说什么时候可以回来，我告诉他说是明年复活节左右啊。
And they asked me again when can we come back, and I said well probably around Easter Sunday next year.
那我的母亲前一阵子因为身体的缘故，她半夜摔倒在一个角落里面昏迷。叫了三个小时，没有人注意到半夜。
And she got up in the middle of the night, I guess used the restroom, and she fell, and she was in the corner of the house, and she was asking for help, and nobody's heard her, and she's been there for about 3 hours.
因为我父亲的助听器拿掉了，晚上也听不到。
And my father, because he removed the hearing aid, so he couldn't hear the her outcries.
那今年是他们结婚65周年，跟我父亲85岁，所以我们全家团聚。
And this year is their 65th year anniversary, and they're 85 years old, and our entire family got together.
也没有想到我母亲半夜又摔了一次，所以我们后来又送她上急诊室去了。
And during the family reunion, my mom fell again, and we had to rush her to the emergency room again.
可是我们很感谢主，因为神的同在这么真实在我们中间。
But we thank the Lord so much that His presence is so real.
而且因为父母亲身体不好，反而让我们全家更珍惜这样子的团聚。
And because my parents, they were in their health were ill, that we as a family, all the siblings really treasure this time together.
那我也非常希望在座的弟兄姊妹，我们都要珍惜我们还有的神所给我们的各种的人际关系。
And I ask all the brothers and sisters to treasure all the relationships that God has given us.
因为我们不知道什么时候，我们周围原来跟我们有关系的人可能会离去，或是真的去见主了。
And we really don't know those who are around us when they will go and see the Lord.
所以趁着我们还在，总要趁着还有今日，让我们每一个人都活出自己的最好来。
And while we're still here, while we still have what is called today, that we live out our very best.
如果我们跟任何的这个，尤其是亲人之间的关系，我们中间还有隔阂。我们都希望主能够帮助我们尽快的去把它解决。
Particularly of the relatives that are very close to us, if we have any particular issues that's unresolved, that we would take the time to resolve them.
要好好珍惜，好好享受神给我们的关系啊。
And really treasure all these relationships that God has given us.
好，我想我们退休会才下来一个多礼拜。
And we've only been down from the retreat for a little over a week.
我刚刚问大家过得好不好，不是只是问像你吃饱了没有这么无聊的哈。
I asked you how were your days. It's not simply to ask you if you ate well.
我们这次大会主题是什么
？And what is the theme of this retreat?
殷勤耕耘，欢呼收割。
Plow diligently and reap joyfully.
那在过去这十天里面，你真的觉得你自己是有心在耕耘的，请举手好吗
？These past 10 days,
you felt
like you really were plowing. Raise your hand.
呀，多种的多收啊！对不起，种的是什么？收的就是什么
What you sow is what you will reap.
然后我们常常现在在收的都是因为我们过去种。
A lot of times what we're sowing right now is what we have planted in time past.
那为了要让将来有更好的收成，所以我们在现在每一次撒种的时候，我们都要先解决第一个问题，你到底在种什么。
And in order to have a better harvest in the future, we need to resolve the issue rather what we are sowing today.
不要忘了种的是什么，收的就是什么。
What you sow is what you will reap.
圣经上甚至强调说，不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。人种的是什么，收的就是什么。
And the scripture says, "Do not deceive yourself. God is not mocked. What you sow is what you will reap."
不光只是提醒我们将来去见主，我们要带着收成去见主。
It's not to remind you that when you go see the Lord, you're going to bring your harvest to the Lord.
其实我们今天就在你现在，我们生活的品质。我这个人这个快乐的程度其实都跟我们所撒的种发生直接的关系。
But today, the quality of your life and the magnitude of your joy has every relationship to do with what you have sown today.
种的是什么，收的是什么，然后第二个问题就是少种的少收，多种的多收。保罗加上一句话说什么，这话是真的。
And what Paul said, this is true, that how much you've sown is how much you will reap.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得在过去十天里面我们听了这样子的道，我们回来有没有殷勤的撒种。
So at the retreat we heard such a message in the last 10 days, have we really diligently sown?
神在我们的生命里面重燃爱火，这件事情不是一件容易的事，因为我们常常冷淡。
That in our hearts, in our lives, that God would kindle this, the fire of love once again is not something that we should despise.
但是怎么样子让这个被点起来的火能够持续的烧，而且越烧越旺，是一件更不容易的挑战。
The reason being our hearts are always cold, and how do we sustain this fire that it would continually burn? That is a very big challenge.
当圣灵借着聚会感动我们，弟兄姊妹是已经越来越不容易了，因为这个世代人的心不容易被感动。
And the Holy Spirit has moved our hearts through the meetings, the messages that we have. It is already very difficult because of this day and age.
而我们怎么样子让神的感动能够在这里真正改变我们的生命，来影响我们的生活？弟兄姊妹，这是一个更大的挑战。
And how do we allow these moving of the Holy Spirit to influence our lives, to transform our lives? That is a bit greater challenge.
不然你会发现，你感动了一下，回去不久就感动不见了。
You begin to realize, yeah, I was touched, I was moved, but after I got home, everything just faded away.
不然你发现火起来的过一阵子火灭掉了。
And you discover, yes, there was a fire in my heart, but gradually it's diminishing.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当神在这里让我们看见神呼召我们起来耕耘的时候
，And we see that when God calls us to rise up and begin to sow.
上次我们用耶利米书第四章第三节，耶和华对犹大和耶路撒冷的人说
，And through the book of Jeremiah, we said that the Lord spoke The Lord spoke to Judah and the people of Jerusalem.
一个呼召，一个重要的提醒。
One call and a very important reminder.
他说，起来，开垦你们的荒地。
It says, rise up and work the ground that are barren.
不要撒种在荆棘中。
And do not sow among the thorns.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人手上，我们这一生所有在我们手中的都等于我们的资源。
And everything that we have in our hands are the resources that God has given us.
啊，我们到底要怎么样子来使用我们的这一生？
And how do you use the rest of your days?
不光决定了我们今生生活的品质。
Again, not only determines the quality of your days right now.
也影响也决定了我们将来在永世里面的结局。
But it will also determine your end in eternity.
时间怎么用？
How do you use your time?
金钱怎么用？
How do you use your finances?
恩赐能力怎么使用？
Your gifts, your strength.
机会怎么使用？
Your opportunities.
弟兄姊妹，这都是我们的资源。
All of these things are your resources.
所以神呼召我们。
So the Lord calls you.
起来开垦你的荒地。
Rise up and work these barren grounds.
然后不要撒种在荆棘的里面。
And do not sow among the thorns.
因为荆棘让我们所有撒的种是徒然无功。
So all of these thorns, all of our labor is in vain.
我们说过，开垦荒地是神教我们不要白占地图。
And to plow these barren land is that we do not waste the ground that God has given us.
神给我们预备了这么丰富的产业在前面。
He prepared such a wonderful inheritance before us.
要起来得，要起来开垦。
Rise up and take hold of it, work it.
然后不要撒种在荆棘的里面。
And do not sow your seeds among the thorns.
就是不要把我们的资源浪费在今生短暂的事情。
It's not to waste your resources in the temporal things of this life.
啊，这次我们从纽约有一天晚上出来的时候。
And we came when we were in New York this past weekend. After we came out of the city.
啊，你知道这个世贸大厦这个 Ground Zero 的地方，现在有两个大灯照了天空去啊。
And the site of Ground Zero from 9/11, there are two lights that are shining directly into the sky.
我曾经到过世贸大厦楼顶上五次，过去这二十多年。
And I've gone to the Twin Towers twice in the past 5 years.
现在经过那边的时候。楼去人空
and
人去楼空
when you go,
它也许不是楼空楼也不见了
the buildings are gone
两个大灯从地上照到天空 高高的在那里
and these two floodlights are just shining into the heavens
哎呀弟兄姊妹世贸大厦曾经是全世界等于是金融的中心等于人类对自己最得意的一个地方哈一个 landmark 一样
these two towers represent the center of the very best of the world
两架飞机就可以让它全部不见。
And two planes can cause it to collapse.
圣经上彼得后书告诉我们，有一天所有有形质的都要被烈火消化。
And the scripture tells that everything that has form will be consumed by fire.
所以神说，不要撒种在荆棘里面。
So the Lord says again, do not sow among the thorns.
不要浪费你这一生的资源和你永世的伟大的福分在这些必朽坏的事。
Do not waste resources that you have in this life and the eternity to come.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做殷勤撒种啊。
And this is to work diligently and so diligently.
所以今天为了接着这样子的一个信息
and for the sake of following these series of messages,
我记得我在山上退休会的时候曾经讲过这个种子哈。
And I recall sharing with everyone about this particular seed during the retreat.
除了永生的种子，神的道是种子，这是圣经上明说的。
Aside from the eternal life of God and the word of God, those are seeds.
那包括我们的 practical 非常实际的生活 practical life 里面也是有很多的种子啊。
In our practical life, there are many seeds that we possess.
像我们所说的话是个种子。
The words that we say, they are seeds.
我们的思想是个种子。
Our thoughts, the things that we think about, they are seeds.
我们的 attitude, 我们的态度其实是种子。
Our attitude, they can be seeds.
我们的习惯是一个种子。
Our habits, they can be seeds.
例如说你养成的每天非读经不睡觉或者不吃饭的好习惯。
And you develop this habit and says that if I don't read the scripture, I'm not going to sleep and I'm not going to eat.
这个种子决定给你带来大的祝福。
This seed will bring in blessings in your life.
我们每一个决定 decision making, 弟兄姊妹，它也是一个种子。
And every single decision that you make, they are seeds in your life.
到底你选选什么？
Whatever you choose.
我们所有的关系也是一个种子。
All these relationships that you have.
我们的性格。
Our personality.
弟兄姊妹，其实我们天天都在撒种。
So every single day we are sowing.
你知道也好，不知道也好，其实我们都在撒种。
Whether you are consciously aware of it or not, you are sowing.
你有没有觉得我现在正在撒种？
Do you realize that I am sowing right now?
对不对？我撒的好种子就掉到好土里面去。
If I sow good seeds, they will fall in good soil.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天通通都在撒种，你一句话不好。
Every single one of us, we are sowing. If you sow a bad word,
原来全家高高兴兴的
originally everybody in the family, they're all happy.
就为了你那句话
And for that one particular word or phrase,
好像那个老鼠死或苍蝇掉到稀饭里面去一样
Like a fly that's fallen to your food.
全家人高高兴兴出去玩的时候
The whole family is having a great time on an outing.
就因为你一个表情一个不好的态度全家不愉快了
And because a particular look, a particular attitude, you just brought the entire family down.
种的是什么收的就是什么
What you have sown is what you will reap.
弟兄姊妹啊，不要自欺。
So brothers and sisters, do not deceive yourself.
今天我们很容易就把所有的责任推给我们周围的人事物。
It's very easy for us to blame all our environments, the people around us.
但是我们常常忽略了我从前曾经怎么撒种。
A lot of time we neglect the fact that how have I been sowing.
以至于我今天在收我所撒的结果。
So today I am reaping from what I have sown.
为什么别人不喜欢我？
Why is it that people do not like me?
为什么别人在走道上看到我就转身走了呢？
Why is it people when they see that I'm coming, they turn around, they walk away.
为什么全家孩子玩得高高兴兴说糟糕爸爸回来了
And why is it that entire family is having a great time all of a sudden they say, oh, oh, dad's home.
或是大家聚会唱诗唱到一半哦哦某某弟兄来了
Or everybody's singing, having a great time in the meeting all of a sudden a particular brother walks in.
要在乎我们所撒的种
Brothers and sisters, we need to care about the seeds that we are sowing.
为什么有的人出现让众人快乐让众人蒙福呢
And at the same time, there's those who were coming to the crowd and everybody just rejoiced.
弟兄姊妹这是我们生活里面都在撒种
So in our lives, every single day we are sowing.
那今天我愿意接着我上一次退休会之前讲的犹大书
And I want to continue from the message that I gave before we went to the retreat from the book of Jude.
我愿意讲这个信息有两个原因一个接着我们退休会的信息这是四个很好的种子
There are two full reasons on why I want to share this particular message because this really talks about the seeds that we talked about during our retreat.
那另外一方面我今天本来也是要请这些大学生站起来这个正好念慈想姊妹想到了哈
And,
因为你们要去上大学我希望你们带着好种去上大学
And at the same time, I wanted to ask all the college folks to rise up to pray for you. And Sister Nancy already done that. I want you to take good seeds with you when you go.
你知道我从小到大我听过很多人跟我们讲最重要的两件事最重要的三件事
And from growing up, many, many people have told me the two most important things, the three most important things in your life.
有一次我听一位年长的弟兄讲说他年轻的时候林三刚弟兄讲他说这个黎仇生弟兄有一次到他们学校去讲道的时候
And an elderly brother, Brother Lin, one time he says, Brother Watchman, he went to his high school to preach.
他对大学生说你们有两件最重要的事情
He went to his college and shared with them He said there are two most important things in your life
一个主的话一个主的灵
God's word and God's spirit
他说就像火车铁轨的两条铁轨一样
They're like the tracks the two rails that is for the train track
好好读主的话好好跟随圣灵
Read the word of God diligently and follow the Holy Spirit wholeheartedly
你跟随在主的面前你的路是平稳的是能够往前的
And your life would be smooth and it would be straight
那这个B.D. Sunday 我们知道他是一个福音使者哈，唱诗歌写很多福音的诗歌
Brother Billy Sunday he is someone who is very gifted in the area of evangelism
他说一个刚得救的人有三件最重要的事情
So for a newborn Christian there are three most important things in your life
第一件事情好好读圣经让神对你说话
The very first thing study the word of God diligently let the Lord speak to you through his word
第二件事情好好操练祷告学习对神说话
The second thing practice how to pray learn how to talk to God
第三件事情 事情，学习好好为主做见证，对人说话。
And third thing is how to testify for the Lord. Speak to those who are around you.
神对人说话，人对神说话，人对人说话。
God speaking to man, man speaking to God, man speaking to man.
都很好，对不对
？All these things are wonderful, right?
然后我到了高中的时候，有个大学教授来我们教会讲道，说天路四成，有四件重要的事。
And when I was in high school, there was a particular professor that came into our high school and shared with me there are four elements in a pilgrim's journey.
好你们记不记得退休会以前我跟你们讲天路五宝
And I remember right before the retreat, I told you that in this heavenly journey, there are five treasures.
除了犹大书这四件事情圣经圣父圣子圣灵还有圣徒讲到教会
And aside from the fourth thing is the book of Jude, the Holy Scripture, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Father, the Holy Son, and the saints. Talking about the church.
神把这么多宝贝摆在我们的周围、啊、
God has placed all of these treasures around your life.
你说走天路快不快乐
said, Isn't it a joyous thing to walk this heavenly journey?
太宝贝了
It's so precious.
圣经在我们的手中、啊、
The scriptures are in our hands.
我们可以在圣灵里祷告
In the Holy Spirit, we can pray.
然后我们可以活在神的爱中跟父神有关
We can live in the love of the Father and have a relationship with Him.
然后可以仰望主耶稣基督的怜悯直到永生跟主的关系
We can look unto the mercies of our Lord Jesus Christ until eternity to come.
然后我也说过，犹大虽然没有讲到这个那么明显的第五件事，他一开头就说：“亲爱的弟兄啊，这就是圣徒嘛。”
And again, Jude did not specifically talk about the saints, but he opened with this letter, "Wonderful brothers and sisters."
所以不管你记忆力怎么样，或者你喜欢二啊、三啊、四啊、五啊都没有关系、啊。
It doesn't matter what the capacity of your memory is and how many of these items you remembered.
但是我都希望我们在这几件最重要的事情上我们有很好的操练
And I pray for all of us and on these key things, key items, we really exercise
所以退休会以前我讲到犹大书的时候
So before the retreat when I talked about the book of Jude
我说犹大书的背景是一个非常黑暗的时代
And the background of Jude is a very, very dark time
主耶稣已经离开了
Jesus has already ascended
多少的使徒都死掉了殉道了
And many, many of the apostles, they've died and they martyred for the Lord
而那是异端盛行
And all of these cults and they areRising everywhere.
然后尼禄王突然一下子变坏，他开始残杀基督徒。
And Nero, the Roman emperor, rose up and started slaying all the Christians.
弟兄姊妹，那是一个非常可怕、荒凉而且恐怖的时代。
It was a very dreadful time for the saints.
你读犹大书，你从头读下来。
And if you start reading the book of Jude from the beginning to the end,
你前面十九节就真觉得你在黑暗中、黑夜中。
And the very first 19 verses, you feel like you're in the middle of a very dark night.
你前面十几节就好像你真正走到旷野、荒凉的地方。
And these verses makes you feel like you're walking in the midst of the wilderness in the dark of night.
突然二十节出现了。
All of a sudden, verse 20 emerges.
你好像是黑夜中一盏明灯出现了。
Like in the middle of the night, there's a light that is shining.
好像是在荒漠里面一股甘泉突然出现了。
That in the wilderness, there is a spring that is found.
我们一起来读好吧。犹大书
二
十节。
Verse 20.
二十一节。
21.
上次光只有中文组，所以没有一个人问我第几章。我希望英文组的也没有人问我第几章啊。
Hopefully nobody will ask me what particular chapter.
犹大书因为只有一章。
Jude has only one chapter.
犹大书二十节、二十一节，中文、英文我们自己读，好不好
？2021, everybody read it out loud.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告。保守自己藏在神的爱中仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯直到永生你说好不好
Isn't this wonderful?
真的是觉得在黑暗中充满了恐惧无助没有方向的时候突然一盏灯亮起来
But in the midst of the darkness you have no hope All of a sudden there's a light that is in your midst
周围里面都是荒凉都是干渴不满足突然一下子给我们开了一条路开了一股甘泉
And everywhere you look is desolate and everywhere you look is darkness but all of a sudden the spring is brought forth
今天我们从另外一个角度讲就是有四片我们需要殷勤耕耘的田地
And I want to share from a different perspective there are four particular land or ground that we need to work diligently on
每一个都是我们丰富的应许也是我们很多未得之地
And every single one of them is aprecious promise from the Lord and they may potentially be the grounds that we have not yet obtained as an inheritance
如果我们在这四件事情上好好操练真正殷勤耕耘的话
these four things we plow diligently and work at them
And I
would guarantee that we will reap joyfully.
And
I will also say that we will live a fuller and more victorious life.
And
you can say that these are four particular grounds and a land that needs to be
worked. And
you can also say that there are four things that cannot be neglected if you want an abundant life.
And
because we spoke a bit last time already, I'm going to just talk about the key elements
this time. And
the very first thing is still the Holy Scriptures, building yourselves up on your most holy
faith. And
here I want to emphasize the need to establish a firm foundation.
And I
know everybody, we've gone camping.
这个 tent 是你往空中一丢 它就自动崩开 然后掉下来就好了
Nowadays they've invented tents where you just throw it in the air and then it'll come into form and fall on the ground for you.
有没有人看过吗?
How many of you seen it?
有吗? 就如果研究往空中一丢 掉下来就好了
Now these tents just toss in the air and magically they come into form.
但是你还是一定要给它 打一些的桩子定下来, 不然的话半夜你就跟着一起飘走了,
but you still have to anchor it on the ground or else you know when the wind comes you'd be rolling with it.
我们的信仰在这个世代里面越来越需要一个稳固的根基。
Our faith in this time and generation needs more and more of a firm foundation.
你发现旧约神的百姓造会幕的时候,
you realize the Old Testament when the people of God build the tabernacle.
许多山上的样式所造出来的这些建材,
and all these materials, these articles that was built according to the pattern on the mount.
原来都躺着, 原来都包着,
and they are all lying down and they're wrapped up.
要让它被立体的建造起来, 成为一个会幕,
and in order to erect it so that it may become a tabernacle where people and God can meet,
一个非常重要的事情, 它必须有竖板立起来,
and the very important thing is that these boards need to be stood up vertically,
不然你都得钻进去,
or else you would be crawling in between the boards because they're all on the ground.
所以神家需要领袖, 需要有
so the house of God needs leaders who are able to come and erect these boards.
但是弟兄姊妹,
and then you discover that these boards, even if you held them up, they cannot stand vertically by themselves.
在出埃及记告诉我们每一个竖板底下都有两块银柱,
and in Exodus, it described very clearly at the bottom of each board, there are two rings.
每一个银柱是银子一他连得, 大概等于这个30公斤或是66磅左右,
and each ring is made of one talent of silver. It's about 66 pounds.
所以每一块板子等于立在100多磅的银子上面。
And every board is situated on a piece of silver that's about it's over 100 pounds.
他们能够在旷野顶得住风沙，顶得住风暴。
So in the middle of the wilderness, that the wind and the can come.
除了板子跟板子紧紧相连，而且背后有栓，有什么把它们连在一起啊？
Aside from the fact that these boards are staying right next to each other, and there's a rod that goes through them.
我们两个中间都还有空隙的,
and there's still a gap between the two of us.
那个竖板是被削得整整齐齐，被十架工作过，它们完全合一的。
And those boards have been planed and shaped so that they're perfectly nesting against each other.
但是就,
the work of the cross.
就算它们站得很好,
but even though they can stand very well,
连得很好,
or they can connect very well,
它们底下一定需要有根基,
and they need foundation.
弟兄姊妹, 教会的建造, 真理的柱石和根基, 神要建造教会。
So the Lord wants to build up the church.
一定需要有非常真实的圣经根据。
The Lord needs firm foundation on based on His scriptures.
那我们在山上也讲过, 这个世代是一个缺少属灵粮食的世代。
And we also share that on the retreat that this generation at the time is lacking spiritual food.
在约瑟的时代, 全地饥荒。
In the time of Joseph, the entire land was in famine.
那个饥荒是全面的。
And it was very, very severe.
那个饥荒是长时间的, 哈,
and it's over the entire land. It's prolonged over 7 years.
而且那个饥荒是非常严重的, 人完全没有东西可以吃。
And the famine is so severe that no one had food.
弟兄姊妹啊, 我们现在越走下去, 这个世代, 属灵的饥荒会越严重。
And the further we walk along the spiritual journey, the more severe these famines will be.
我们说过, 仇敌刻意的破坏, 让神家没有粮食。
That the enemy comes and destroys the food in the house of God.
每一次他们撒种的时候, 米甸人就来破坏他们的田产。
Every time the house of Israel was sowed seeds, the Midianites would come and destroy what they have sown.
那第二个, 神家的粮食常常不是真粮, 是有毒在里面。
And then secondly, we also talked about that the food within the house of God sometimes has poison.
啊，这是伊丽莎的故事，在列王记下第四章，他们的野瓜藤丢到汤里面，然后汤里面中毒了。
This comes from the story of Elijah, that in his time, that those who went out and found a wild vine and brought something and put it into the pot.
他们说不知道是什么就丢到汤里面去
了。They did not know what it was, but they used it as something for food.
我说这是这个时代的特点，多少人不知道是什么，就到 internet 上到处去读资料。
And the characteristic of the church nowadays, they do not know many things, but they go online and search for information.
啊，网络上到处 search 就拿过来就来带查经了。
They find something interesting, they will pull it off online and lead Bible study.
弟兄姊妹常常不知不觉抓了野瓜藤丢在汤里面给神的里面吃。
And not realizing, oftentimes we go.We have cut or captured wild vines and gave it to brothers and sisters.
而以利沙是用面丢进去把毒给除掉。
And Elijah has cast flour into the pot.
就这边什么叫面
and removed the poison. What is this flour?
是属灵的真粮。
It's spiritual food of substance.
麦子落在地里死了。
A grain of wheat falls in the ground and dies.
然后长大成熟。
And it grows up to maturity.
长出籽粒来。
And it bears more grain.
然后经过磨碎。
And these grain has gone through some work.
好，弟兄姊妹啊，到最后做成面。
And they are crushed, and at the very end, it's made into flour.
十架复活的经历都在里面。
And the experience of the resurrection through death and the cross is in it.
真实属灵的粮食绝对不是从头脑里面进来的。
True spiritual food never comes merely from our mind.
真实属灵的粮食一定从十架的生命，从复活的生命里面长出来。
True spiritual food always comes from the cross, from coming growing out of the experience of the cross.
所以我说今天多少的人预备圣经，预备讲道，不是到宝座前，是到电脑前，这是一个危机啊。
And I said it's very, very tragic that many people when they prepare a message, prepare studies, they don't go to the scripture, but they go to the computers.
这是这个世代缺粮的原因之一。
And this is one of the reasons why in our generation that there is no spiritual food.
第三个缺粮的原因是因为结不出成熟的籽粒。
And the third reason is that the fruit cannot go to full maturity.
神家真的需要有一些生命成熟的人。
In the house of God, we need brothers and sisters who have a mature life.
弟兄姊妹，这是讲到我们在退休会提到的。
And then again, I just want to mention what we talked about during the retreat.
所以当神家饥荒的时候。
So in the house of God, when there's a famine.
当天下饥荒的时候。
When the entire world is hungry.
约瑟能够打开粮仓，那个粮仓。
Joseph can open up his storehouses.
供应所有天下人的需要。
And supply the food for the entire world.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们希望我们教会在各个地方的小组都有真正的粮仓。
So brothers and sisters, doesn't matter what small group you belong to, you ought to all have a storehouse.
我们也希望普天下奉主名聚会的地方真正是粮食之家。
And we pray that throughout the whole world, every place that calls on the name of the Lord, there may be food in that house.
因为今天世界上的人常常在电视上、电影上、娱乐上找不到真正的满足。
For the people of the world, they look all over the place and they cannot find satisfaction.
如果他们来到神家也是找到一样，不过只是娱乐的话。他们会很失望的。
But if they come to the house of God, all they could find is merely entertainment, they would be disappointed.
不要我们在这里讲了讲了半天，打开粮仓的时候里面是空的。
And we talk about all these things, and all of a sudden we open up our storehouse, people discover it is but empty.
不要我们要真正能够供应出属灵的粮食来。
We really need to be able to give spiritual food.
在座我们有一些弟兄姊妹跟我在一起比较久的哈。
Some of the brothers and sisters who spent a lot more years with me.
知道我有两道名菜。
And I have two particular dishes that I'm very good at.
我一直捞不到学做菜。
And I never got the opportunity to learn how to cook.
我有很大的恩赐一直没有机会发挥。
I have a very, very big talent gift in cooking, but I don't have...
年轻的时候在家里面有妈妈。
I didn't have the time to really express it. When I was young, I had mom at home.
读了大学的这个大学包伙。
And when I was in college, I had a bunch of brothers.
来到美国跟弟兄们住在弟兄之家他们都要当大厨叫我洗碗我又没有机会。
And then when I came to America, I was living in a house with brotherly Christians. They all wanted to cook, they said, you just wash the dishes.
然后后来结了婚了以后那我们家的姊妹比我会做多了所以我又被埋没了。
And after I got married, my wife is a much better cook than I am, and again, I'm just put aside.
所以我哦。所以我只有两道名菜是弟兄姊妹知道的。
So I only have two dishes that I'm really good at in making.
一个是在母亲节的时候，这个萝卜干炒蛋。
And the very first one is that I will always make on Mother's Day. They're like pickle radishes with eggs.
我做了好多年啊，两万到三万鸡蛋到楼下去萝卜蛋炒蛋。Many years,
and after I speak on Sundays, I take off my suit, I go in the kitchen, I make that one dish.
那另外一个呢，没有机会做呢，叫做青龙过江。And
the other one is the green dragon crossing the
river.
Crossing the river.
那个名字很好听啊。It's
a very, very dressed up name for this dish.
我每次跟人家讲，人家都很好奇，问我怎么做。And
every time I boast about this particular dish, everybody's like, Wow, how do you make it?
有没有人想知道？除了你们知道的，有没有人想知道？
Some of you know what I'm talking about. Rest of you, do you know what I'm?
我不知道，我也不讲了。我只想知道啊。我讲完以后，他们都不要我做。
And after I said, nobody wants me to make it.
因为青龙过江就是煮一锅滚水。
And this green dragon crossing the river, you begin by boiling a pot of hot water.
像滚滚辽河啊，那个江水滚滚。
And it's boiling just like the river running through it.
然后切一段青葱。
And you cut a portion of scallion.
Green onion.
Or green onion, scallion.
丢下去,
and you just drop it in the water.
你就可以看见青龙过江,
and you can see the scallion riding across this river.
名字非常好听,
wonderful name.
但没有人要吃,
but nobody wants to drink it.
今天我们常常会开什么特会,什么讲座会,名字取得非常好听,
and we have a lot of these retreats and these messages, and we give wonderful titles.
结果大家聚完以后绝对没有得着。And
afterwards, like, I didn't get anything.
这个是我们传道人里面一个非常非常大的警惕。And
as preachers, this is a really stern reminder for all of us.
所以我们教会的这个影音组每次帮我做我的这个系列光碟做出来的时候。And
our video team, every time they produce the DVDs,
再加上有时候教员或是Wendy或是谁设计的封面很漂亮，我就说我觉得哎呀真不好意思。Or
Brother Jeff or Wendy, they would, you know, design this wonderful label and cover. I was like, oh man.
人家以为这么棒的东西。Oh
man, this looks so good.
结果听起来的时候是青龙过江。And
they listen, all it is just that lousy soup.
弟兄姊妹，我们要在主面前要为神家积粮。So
brothers, we need to store food for God's house.
你不要说要等到像约瑟那样子，你才敢打开。Don't
wait until I'm going to be like Joseph, then I can open up my storehouse.
你要像那个小孩子无饼鳄鱼的小孩子，愿意把它交给主。You
need to be like that little child before Jesus, who is willing to offer up his five loaves and two fish.
每一次我们为神家预备的粮食有备而来。And
every time we will prepare something when we come to God's house.
来到
We come into the meetings. Even though we only have five loaves and two fish.
但是感谢主,
but we praise God, Jesus is here.
所以当我们来到聚会中的时候，我把我的五饼鳄鱼交给主， 你把你的交给主。
And when we come to the meetings, we all give our five loaves and two fish to the Lord.
主可以大大祝福我们。
The Lord can greatly bless through it.
弟兄姊妹，这个世代需要真粮。
And this generation needs real food.
地上的 各式各样的言论，各式各样的学说，不能满足我们的。The
wisdom of this world and talks of this world cannot satisfy us.
我们需要在主的话上下功夫。And
we need to be diligent and labor in the words of God.
第二个，在圣灵里面祷告。And
secondly, praying the Holy Spirit.
在这里讲到是一个深入的祷告生活。It
talks about a prayer life that is very in depth.
我相信我们在座人都祷告过。I
know everybody prays in this room.
我相信我们在座人也都知道要祷告。I
know everybody in this room knows that we need to pray.
我甚至相信很多人
And I believe that everybody is praying every day.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but the most important part of prayer
is
that we have come into communion with a God who listens to our prayer.
我记得我大概七八年前讲祷告的时候，我个人在主面前一直问我说，主什么叫祷告？
And 7-8 years ago, I was talking about the topic of prayer, and I asked the Lord again and again, Lord, what is prayer?
我从小生长在基督教家庭里面。
I grew up in a Christian family.
我知道祷告，做过祷告，听过祷告。
I know what is prayer. I heard what a prayer is. I've done a prayer myself.
当我跟我自己要求说，你给祷告下一个定义的时候，
And when I ask myself,
我就左右思想重复祷告。
Give a definition of prayer, and I thought again and again. I prayed about it.
至少在我目前我对祷告的认识里面，我给祷告自己下的定义，我曾经跟你们讲过了。
At the very minimum, right now, from my personal limited understanding, this is my definition for prayer.
我们讲到人和神在圣灵中的相会与相交。
That man and God is meeting in the Holy Spirit and communing, talking in the Holy Spirit.
所以真实的祷告里面有两件非常重要的事情。
So true prayer, there are two important elements.
一个是我们跟神的 divine encounter， 我们跟神相会。
One is a divine encounter between us and God。
一个是我们跟神之间的相交啊交通。
And the other thing is a fellowship between us and God。
那这个交通包括我们为我们平常我们常常明白的为事情的祈求。
And this fellowship is a part of what we all know in terms of praying for things every day.
求神旨意的成全。
And that the will of God may be established.
求神帮助某某人。
God, would you please help so and so?
但是他不是仅止于祈求。
But it is not merely an asking.
他更超过，他也包括了我们跟神之间自彼此之间的 fellowship，
but it also included a fellowship with God。
我们跟神可以交流。
I can talk with the Lord。
我可以把我的需要、我的感觉、我的痛苦、我的软弱、我的害怕，我通通告诉他。
All of my needs, all what I'm feeling, everything that I'm going through, my fears, my joy, I can come and just tell him。
那同样的，我也给主时间，让他把他的感觉、他的需要。他的看法能够告诉我。
And at the same time, I'm giving God the opportunity to let him tell me his thoughts, his feelings, and what he's going through.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里讲说在圣灵里祷告的时候，
When we talk about praying in the Holy Spirit,
讲到祷告中一个非常重要的要素，
A very important element in prayer,
就是在圣灵里面。
That is in the Holy Spirit.
今天有很多过度保守传统的教会谈灵辨识。
And many churches nowadays are so conservative when they talk about the Holy Spirit, it's changed really the essence of what it is.
一讲到在圣灵里祷告，大家都有一个错误的认为，觉得这是在搞灵恩派，在搞感觉。
And every time we talk about praying the Holy Spirit, some of the really conservative branches, they thought that you're just going into your emotions again.
那有一些极端的灵恩派也认为说在圣灵里祷告就是指的方言祷告。
And the other extreme is that when you pray in the Holy Spirit, you're just praying in tongues.
这通通都是不合圣经的讲法。
And these are not exactly what the scripture is talking about.
你看圣经上在我没有时间读哥林多前书14章14节很好背，你们回家看就好。
First Corinthians chapter 14 verse 14.
14:14，他说我若用方言祷告，是我的灵祷告。
If I pray in tongues, I'm praying with my spirit.
请注意哦，是我的灵祷告。
It is my spirit that is praying.
所以用灵祷告，用悟性祷告。
And to pray with your spirit and your understanding.
都需要在圣灵里。
It needs to be done in the Holy Spirit.
但是并不代表在圣灵里祷告就等于用方言祷告。
It doesn't mean that when you're praying the Holy Spirit, you're praying in tongues.
所以不要被这个错误的教导影响了，觉得你非要用方言才叫做在圣灵里祷告。
Does that mean that you have to speak in tongues for you to pray in the Holy Spirit?
在圣灵里祷告，在方言用方言帮助我们祷告，都能够帮助我们更容易释放负担就是了。
Yes, praying in the Spirit, praying through tongues allows to release the burdens of our hearts.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们要在这里真正在乎的是那种真实深入的祷告。
And we need to care about those prayers that are real and of substance.
因为很多的祷告是非常肤浅。
A lot of prayers that we give are very, very shallow.
很多的祷告是非常的表面。
And a lot of prayers are just scratching the surface of things.
我想我们在座很多弟兄姊妹开始操练家庭祭坛。
And I know a lot of brothers and many families are practicing family altars at home.
你有没有注意到你们家五六岁或是三五岁的小孩子几乎每天祷告千篇一律。
And you realize that your 5 and 6 year old, every single day, every one of their prayers is almost identical?
他们基本上都 copy 爸爸妈妈的。
And they'll copy what mom and dad said.
耶稣啊，谢谢你给我这么美好的一天。
Well, Jesus, thank you for this wonderful day.
耶稣，谢谢你给我们这么好吃的食物。
Thank you for this wonderful food.
或者耶稣，你让我们晚上睡个好觉。
Lord, give us a good night's sleep.
耶稣，你保守大家都平安，都是这种话。
Lord, keep everybody at peace. These are the requires in prayer.
那你第一次、第二次听他们还蛮感动的。
The very first time they say such a prayer, I'm like, wow.
然后每一天祷告都是一样的。
Every single day is the same prayer.
那弟兄姊妹，因为他们还年幼，没有碰到祷告，或是还没有进入。
They're still young. Maybe it's hard for them to really enter the essence of prayer.
但是如果一个基督徒信主了几十年，都还是说主耶稣啊，谢谢你给我这么好吃的饭。
But if a Christian who's been a Christian for many, many years and his prayer is still, Lord, thank you for the wonderful food.
我不是说不要为这个谢谢。
I'm not saying don't give thanks for your food.
这不能够每次祷告只有这句。
It's not that every time you pray, those are the only words that you have.
全天下几十亿个基督徒都在主耶稣，谢谢你给我这么美好的一天。
Imagine all the Christians in the world, all they can say is, Lord, thank you for this wonderful day.
又怎么样？那个没有用到灵的部分，这个信息，这个祷告常常上不去的。
A lot of prayer that you don't utilize your spirit and your heart, it cannot ascend.
没有用到灵的祷告，常常连你自己都不会被改变。
Prayer is without using your spirit, you're not even going to change yourself.
所以以前有一次我们祷告会的时候，就跟弟兄在弟兄姊妹中间也交通，总觉得缺了一把火哈。
And our prayer meetings time past, I share with everyone, it seems like there's a fire, there's a passion that's missing.
我们需要一个 passion, 需要火在我们的祷告中。
We need a passion in our prayers.
在圣灵里面来祷告。
The inside the Holy Spirit, we cry out.
在圣灵里面来遇见我们听祷告的神。
Then the Holy Spirit, we meet this God who hears our prayers.
圣经上讲到真理的圣灵来，要带领我们进入一切的真实。
The scripture says that the spirit of truth comes to lead us into all truth.
它让圣经的真理借着我们在圣灵里的祷告都变得真实。
The truth of the scripture through true prayers may become realities in our lives.
它让属灵的经历变得真实。
A spiritual experience becomes real.
而且圣灵充满最重要的一件事情是让神的同在变得真实。
And the filling of the Holy Spirit is that the presence of God is real.
所以弟兄姊妹，我非常希望弟兄姊妹会前能够来参加我们九点半到十点。
I really ask all the brothers and sisters, at 9:30 every Sunday, we come together and wait on the Lord.
我们操练在圣灵里面把整个人安静下来。
We exercise and how to quiet ourselves down completely before God.
让圣灵把神的同在做得真实。
That the Holy Spirit may work very, very real, very solid. What is the presence of God?
这件事情是只有圣灵做的，我们没有办法让神的同在变真实。
This is the only thing that this is what the Holy Spirit can do. We cannot make it happen.
圣灵愿意做的。
And the Holy Spirit is more than willing to do.
你常常自己一个人在家还不容易呢。
A lot of time when you're at home by yourself is maybe more difficult.
希望我们都来渴慕这件事情。
But we all have the same hunger.
有一节经文，对不起。
One particular verse that I want to share with everyone.
我们看罗马书八章二十六节。
Romans chapter 8.
我们一起来读好不好
?Let's read it together.
况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告，鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵是照神的旨意圣徒祈求。我们的放体不一样，在我们家有软弱，有软也弱，到这边只剩下弱了哈。我记得以前有个年长的弟兄告诉我们
，and particularly elder brother has shared with us，
他说有人去请教侯小姐，这个侯小姐是山东大复兴出来的一个器皿
，and there was a particular sister Ho， she was a pivotal instrument that God used for the revival for China。
那我很高兴，在我小的时候。他还活着的时候见过他，他来住我们家。
I'm really glad to be able to share that when I was really young, she actually visited our house and lived in our house.
他非常敬畏神，非常非常会祷告的一个老姊妹。
And she really feared God, and she's an elderly sister that really know how to pray.
那有一次在聚会的里面，弟兄姊妹就请教他。
And one time in the middle of a meeting, brother and sister asked her,
该怎么祷告？
How do we pray?
因为他实在是最特殊的一个点，他就是一个会祷告的人。
And one key characteristic on her is that she knows how to pray.
所以当别人碰到他的时候，就想叫他教一教怎么祷告。
So people meet her, people says, "Well, can you teach us how to pray?"
他说没有想到我们的老姊妹这么谦卑。
And our sister is so humble.
我们本不知道当怎样祷告。
We do not know how to pray.
他的回答就是我们都不会祷告。
Her response that none of us really know how to pray.
今天我们祷告生活常常进不去哈，没有享受祷告中的那个美哈，是因为我们太会祷告了。
Our prayer life, oftentimes we cannot really enter into the beauty of prayer because a lot of times we know how to pray so well.
就算我们没有明着骄傲觉得我会祷告。
And it's not, we may not come out and just flat out say that, you know, I have wonderful words flowing out of my mouth.
但是我们常常不知不觉的我们就忽略了要来谦卑求主圣灵教我们祷告。
But a lot of time we neglect the fact that we need to humble ourselves and come to the Holy Spirit and say, Spirit teach us how to pray.
这么一个 godly 的一个老姊妹，这么会祷告的一个姊妹，当她别人请教她的时候，她说我们本不知道。
And this godly elderly sister, when people come and ask her, you know, how should we pray? She says, we ourselves do not know how to pray.
弟兄姊妹，当我们如果在祷告里面肯到主的面前，存着一个这么谦卑的心
，So in our hearts, we really come to God with such a humble heart.
我们请求圣灵来帮助我们。
We ask the Holy Spirit to come and help us.
主耶稣自己也说，只等到真理的圣灵来，他要带领你们进入一切的真理，或是一切的 reality.
And the Lord Jesus says that the Spirit of truth will come and lead you into all truth, all reality.
他要把那个祷告真实的意义、境界和祝福。 做成在我们的身上。
The real meaning and the essence of prayer, and the Holy Spirit wants to work it in your life.
让我们在圣灵里面的祷告能够越来越真实的遇见我们的主。
That your prayers and, the Holy Spirit may become more and more real that you meet God.
在我们的祷告里面我们能够越来越真实的与神有相交。
That in our prayers we may really have communion with God.
而且我相信在座这么多人都有祷告的经历。
And I know many, many of you have experienced in prayer.
真实与主相会的祷告。
And a prayer that really meets the Lord.
真实跟主交通的祷告。
And a prayer that's really in fellowship with God.
你发现你从祷告中出来的时候。
And when you realize when you come out of that prayer.
你一定被改变。
You are changed.
你的心情可能被改变了。
Your emotions, how you feel.
你的态度可能被改变了。
Your attitude.
你里面想法可能被改变了。
Your way of thinking may be changed.
或是环境被改变了。
Even the environment, circumstances may change.
你有一种说不出来的，就是你进去跟你出来不一样。
And you cannot describe it, but when you enter in prayer with God, you came out, you're different.
弟兄姊妹，我们要操练，要撒种。
And we need to exercise these prayers. We need to sow these prayers.
当你在祷告中你摸不着神，不要灰心了。
And when in prayer you feel like you cannot touch God, do not despair.
殷勤撒种。
Be diligent.
必要欢呼收割。
You will be joyful.
没有人一撒种子就出来的。
Not many, too many people sow a seed and immediately just pops out.
先不要管我以前讲的那个马来西亚竹子要五年才出来。
And forget about this particular plant that I shared with you that it takes 5 years for the seed to germinate.
你正常的种子都需要几天一两个礼拜它才出来的。
A regular seed takes a couple of days, couple of weeks to really to grow.
但是我们这个人的问题就是我一做我就要看结果。
And the problem with us is that immediately when I do something, I gotta see results.
对雅各提醒我们要忍耐，像农夫忍耐地里宝贵的出产。
So James tells us to be patient as a farmer and wait for the produce of the land.
这个我记得 Rick Warren 有一次也讲，他说他那天下午想要决定减肥。
And Rick Warren that particular afternoon he was sharing that I'm determined to lose some weight here.
也许那天他拒绝不喝 Coke.
And that day he said, okay, I'm not gonna take any more soft drink.
少吃一碗饭。
I'm gonna eat less rice.
才进食的几个小时就跑到磅秤上看自己瘦了没有。
And he fasted for a couple hours and he stood on the scale and said, did I lose any weight?
你看我们都干这种事的嘛。
We all do something like this.
就怎么样我们需要殷勤撒种。
We need to be diligent in sowing.
忍耐等候。
But be patient and wait.
欢呼收割。
And then rejoice joyfully.
这是最值得投资的种子。
And these are the seeds that are most worthy of your investment.
主的话圣灵你的祷告弟兄姊妹都是好种啊。
The word of God and the prayer and the Holy Spirit, these are good seeds.
我们要学习在主的面前来操练。
Exercise it before the presence of the Lord.
第三个保守自己藏在神的爱中。
Thirdly, keep yourself in the love of God.
讲到我们自己跟神之间那个亲密活泼的关系。
It talks about this intimate and deep relationship with God.
我说过当我们真正爱一个人的时候。
And I said that when you really love someone,
我考考你们这些大学生，你喜欢一个人你会干嘛？
I'll ask you college folks, when you really like somebody,
哎，明年要结婚了，你会干嘛？
Oh, Pam, what are you going to do, Pam?
他假装不知道。
She pretends like she doesn't.
当你真正爱上一个人，你喜欢一个人的时候，
when you really love someone, when you really like somebody,
我不管你做什么，但是至少两件事你一定做。
I don't care what you do, but there are two things that at the very minimum you'll do.
一个你会喜欢跟他在一起。
One is you love spending time with that person.
一个你会愿意刻意愿意去满足他。
And the second thing is you do all that you can to please him.
弟兄姊妹，我们跟神之间的关系。
Our relationship with God.
你要怎么样子让这位伟大的神跟你之间有个人的关系？
How do you allow this awesome God to have a personal relationship with you?
爱是最短的途径。
Love is the shortest route.
当我们真正来爱他，来享受他爱。
And when you really love him and you want to enjoy his love.
哎呀，你就发现你跟神的关系原来这么 close.
And then you discover, really, I am so close with God.
这个刘牧师这一阵子跟我们讲说整个宇宙哈，目前我们这个知道的宇宙
Pastor Neil has shared with us a number of times that the universe as we know it today
大概有1000亿个银河系有 100 billion
galaxies
然后每一个银河系里面有2000亿个200 billion stars 这个恒星
200 billion stars within each galaxy
这么伟大的宇宙是神说有就有命令就立的。
And the immenseness of this universe is came to existence by God's mere command.
而这样子的一个神居然说爱我们，愿意跟我们做朋友。
And this God loves us and wants to be our friend.
愿意我们跟他和好，与他为乐。
That we would be reconciled with him, that he would be our joy.
愿意我们跟他之间像面对面所认识的，交通如同人间的朋友。
That we would be a friend, as face to face with one another.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做 amazing grace.
This is called amazing grace.
我们是永远不能够了解的。
We will never understand.
我们只能够 amaze, 只能够惊讶。
You can only but.Be at awe and be amazed.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的求神提升我们里面信心的眼睛，看见我们的恩典。
And we ask God to be gracious with us, that we open the eyes of our hearts,
看见我们的福分。
And to really see this blessing that God's given us.
我们这一年串有一个礼拜五的小组，叫做“信徒快乐的秘诀”哈，这个基督徒生活论坛里面。
And coming Friday, we're going to talk about the secret and a joyful life.
I'll
tell you, if your relationship with God is right, you will be joyful. And in the future, we won't have to talk about that particular study or topic anymore.
跟神关系对，你真的是在地若天呢。
And if you have the right relationship with God, it's like heaven on earth.
以前太平天国洪秀全要杀一个老姊妹的时候，糟糕，我突然，我不晓得，反正这个
Particular ruler wants to kill this elderly sister.
对，他说你如果，他就逼他妥协。
And she forced her to compromise.
他说你不妥协，我就杀了你，送你上天家。
If you don't compromise, I'm going to kill you and send you to heaven.
那个老姊妹说不用你送，我已经在那里活了40年。
And she says, I don't need you to usher me in. I've already been there for 40 years.
弟兄姊妹要在地若天呢。
And she is living in heaven even though she was on earth.
当我们跟神同行，跟神关系对的时候，天其实就在地上。
When you're in the right relationship with God, in actuality, heaven is right here.
我们诗歌206首说耶稣同在就是天堂。
And our hymn 206 says, the presence of Jesus is heaven.
耶稣同在就能欢唱。
Where Jesus is, there I can sing.
弟兄姊妹，我们跟神之间居然可以建立这样子的关系。
And you can establish such relationship with God.
哦，这真的是大福分。
This is a great blessing.
然后我们跟神之间表达爱一个最好的方法。
And the best way for us to express our love towards God.
啊，这个被教师也引用了哈，约翰福音14:21。
Mr. Barker also used John 14.
我们来背好不好
？Let's memorize together.
有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。渴不渴慕主耶稣向你显现？
Do you desire that the Lord will appear to you?
渴不渴慕你能够真实的经历，不是风闻哦，亲自经历到神这么爱你？
Do you really long that you would experience that how much God loves you, not just hear about it?
有一个非常明显的一条路，圣经上主耶稣亲自教的。
There's a very very clear path that Jesus Himself gave.
有了我的命令又遵守。
If you have my commandments and you do it.
弟兄姊妹啊，当圣灵感动我们，我们就顺服他。
If the Holy Spirit moves you a particular way,
圣灵感动你，不要再吵架了。你一顺服，你发现不一样了。
And the Holy Spirit says, don't argue anymore. And you obey, you feel it's different.
无论任何的舍己，任何的顺服，想到是为了爱他。
Any self-denial, any giving up of yourselves for the sake of loving the Lord.
我们就会有力量。
Then you'll have the strength.
你不要想说我是在忍你哦。
And don't think that I'm just gonna put up with you.
你如果是为了忍他这样子的受苦，会不这样子的忍耐很辛苦。
If you stop arguing for the sake of putting up with a person, it's very hard to endure.
我为了爱耶稣
，for the sake of loving Jesus.
我放下我自己的坚持和感觉。
I'm gonna put down what I think is best.
我就是为了要爱耶稣。
And for the sake that I want to love Jesus.
我里面难这个越难舍弃，我知道主的心越得到满足。
And the things that is hard for me to give up, the more I let Him go, I know the Lord be satisfied.
我能够献上一个更好的爱的礼物，因为我在一个更不容易的环境里面顺服了他。
I could give a better love sacrifice because I gave Him something that's harder for me to give up.
你要经历到主耶稣那个爱要浇灌在我们里。
The love of Jesus will fill you.
有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
Again, he who has my commandments and does them is he who loves me, and I will appear to him.
波饼聚会里面有感动，就算两句话，为了爱他起来祷告。
During our breaking of bread, if you're moved by the Holy Spirit, maybe it's just two words.Get up and pray to him.
不要去那里分析说，哎呀，刚刚木兰祷告那么长，我不好意思起来了。
Don't analyze. Oh, so and so had such a wonderful long prayer. I don't think I could get up.
对不起，我不是说你祷告那么长，祷告那么好。
It's not that she had a long prayer. What a wonderful prayer.
哎呀，我这样祷告，一听国豪祷告那么勇敢，我在祷告。
I want to pray, but Brother Robin just got up and he had a very bold and courageous prayer.
放下所有的分析比较，就是为了爱他。
Stop analyzing. Let it all go. It's just for the sake of loving him.
同样的奉献一样。
The same thing when it comes to offering.
你要在这里想说，我这个钱可以买什么东西，买什么东西？我跟你说，这个奉献非常痛苦。
If you think about, well, what I could buy with all this money that I'm going to give to God, this offering is going to be very tough.
而且这样子的奉献常常不够美。
And this offering is not very beautiful.
可当你一想到为了爱他，
but for the sake of loving him,
不在乎人知道，不在乎人的掌声，就是为了讨他的喜悦。
Nobody needs to know. I don't need to hear the praises of men.
弟兄姊妹不一样啊。
It will be different.
我们求神帮助我们，给我们这个秘诀。
We ask God to help us to open up the secret to us.
我这次在雅典服事的时候。
And this one time, this past summer, I was in Greece serving.
他们白天非常热。
And the morning is really, really hot.
我那天晚上在等晚上这个九点钟的聚会的时候。
And that particular evening, I was waiting for the 9 p.m. service.
我在接待我的弟兄家的阁楼顶上。
And I was on the a floor above the brother who has received me.
我一个人坐在那里安静预备聚会的时候。
I was sitting there in quiet, preparing myself.
我突然就把我所有聚会的这个要预备的信息啊，等一下讲的东西抛在一边。
And all of a sudden, I just went and put aside everything, all the messages that I have to talk about.
我就是专心为了亲近神而来祷告。
And I came for the purpose of drawing near to the Lord.
哎呀，一下子真的就是圣灵把神的爱就浇灌下来。
And then immediately the Holy Spirit poured out the love of God.
我坐在那里用很简单很简单的话。
I used very simple words.
我说主，我爱你。
I said, Lord, I love you.
我人在雅典，我要对你说，我爱你。
I'm here in Greece, but I want to tell you, Lord, that I love you.
我到了哥林多，我在哥林多要对你说，主我爱你。
I went to Corinth, and when I was at Corinth, I want to say, Lord, Lord, I love you.
我不管在哪里，主我要对你说，我爱你。
Lord, no matter where I am on the face of this world, I'm going to say, I love you.
弟兄姊妹，其实不用高言大志，很简单的话。
It doesn't have to be very wonderful words put together. It can be very simple words.
我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲，如果你不知道要跟主祷告什么，
if you don't know what to say,
几句最简单的话。
Very simple phrases or words.
主，我需要你。
Lord, I need you.
主耶稣，我这个时候需要你。
Lord, right now, I need you.
尤其在你刚刚犯的错，尤其你在刚刚跟人家吵的架，尤其你刚刚受的伤。
Particularly when you might have fallen or you have been hurt or just been through an argument.
或者你非常的疲倦。
Or you're very, very tired.
甚至身体软弱，正在病痛。
Or physically you're in illness.
主，我需要你。
Lord,I need you.
主，我需要你。
Lord, I need you.
弟兄姊妹啊，你就告诉耶稣你需要他。
You just have to tell Jesus, I need you.
我需要你，需要你，每时刻需要你。弟兄姊妹，当你在主面前这样唱的时候，你就发现你整个心归向神。
And you sing such songs, Lord, I need thee, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. You feel that your heart is turned toward him. Very direct.
第二句常用的话是主我渴慕你。
And the second phrase that I often use is Lord, I long for you.
我这么渴慕你，一路渴慕溪水。
I long for you as the deer panteth for the water.
第三句话就是主我爱你。
And the third phrase, Lord, I love you.
主我愿意爱你。
Lord, I want to love you.
弟兄姊妹，我们可以再往前祷告说主我愿意一生跟随你。
And you can pray a little deeper, Lord, I want to follow you the rest of my life.
主我愿意一生的来侍奉你。
Serve you all the days of my life.
弟兄姊妹，你都可以用很简单的话。
Very simple words.
你会发现神的同在这么真实。
And you realize that the presence of God is so real.
关键是在于是 from the bottom of our heart.
The key point of all of these phrases and the words are from the bottom of your heart.
也许第一次讲的时候不容易从里面出来。
Perhaps the first time you come and pray is not easy to come out.Pray it again, the second time.
你再讲第三次。
The third time.
当你一次一次讲的时候，你发现你已经把你游荡的心思收回来。
And time and time again, after you come to the Lord, you begin to discover that your wandering heart has been brought to the Lord.
当你一次一次讲的时候，你发现好像那个井越挖越深，泉源开始从里面出来。
And every time you repeat these phrases, you come to the Lord, you feel like you're digging deeper and deeper and deeper. All of a sudden, the well starts to come up.
当你越说越说的时候，就好像车子 speed up 已经开始这个加速了，开始上道了。
And just like you're accelerating on the road and you're going faster and faster and faster, you're on track.
我们求神帮助我们。
We ask the Lord to help us.
也像我们礼拜五说的，活在今天的亮光里面。
And that we would, like we said this past Friday, live in the presence of the light for this day.
他是真光，
He is the true light.
跟从他，
He who follows him will not walk in darkness.
所以我们有一首短短的诗歌，也是我们很喜欢唱的。
A very short hymn, a song that we love to sing.
没有你放下去，再放。 对不对？这也是讲到一种祷告，很简单的诗歌。
And this is a very simple prayer concerning a song concerning prayer.
我们一边中文一边英文，好吧？
One time in Chinese, one time in English.
每一日，我主，我恳求三件事：更深刻认识你，更深切的爱你。
Day by day, dear Lord, of you three things I pray: to see you more clearly, to love you more dearly, to follow you more nearly, day by day.
中文一遍，英文一遍，都把它背起来。每一日，我主，我恳求三件事。
A lot of wonderful short hymns and songs like
this.
While you're walking, you can just sing it to the Lord.
You
can enjoy such words.
那第四个我今天没有空讲了，我就停在这里。
And I'm going to stop right here. But brothers and sisters, and sometimes one time somebody went to ask a rabbi from Judah, is the sun more important or the moon more important?
那个拉比说，当然月亮重要。
The rabbi says, of course the moon.
因为在晚上最黑暗，人最需要光的时候，月亮提供的光。
In the darkest of night, when it's the most needful of light, the moon provided light.
不像太阳在白天，我们根本不需要的时候，它在那里照。
Just like the sun, when we don't need it, it's still there shining.
那我们听这个笑话就觉得这简直ridiculous。
And we hear such words, we say, no, this is ridiculous.
但是你会发现我们今天对人的依靠，人生的追求。
And we begin to discover that our need for the people around us and pursue for the people around us.
我们常常以我们直接感觉到我们需要的为主。
And we focus on the things that we feel immediately as the prime.
我们把那个更大更重要的，我们忽略了，甚至把它take it for granted.
We forgot that which is greater and that which is more important, even we've taken it for granted.
所以在这里讲到说，仰望主耶稣基督的怜悯直到永生。
So look unto Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ, unto life to come, eternal life.
我们会依靠人胜于依靠主。
A lot of time we rely on man more than we rely on God.
我们会依靠眼前的帮助胜于那个真实永远的帮助。
We rely on the immediate help that we see with our physical eyes instead of the eternal help.
我们需要解决眼前黑暗中需要一点光，而我们却忽略了我们的神这么伟大的太阳。
And we forget the fact that we need a little light right now, a beacon of light, but God is that sun.
弟兄姊妹，神把走天路这五个宝贝赐给了我们。
God has given us these five treasures in walking this heavenly journey.
每一个都是宝贝。
Every single one of them are precious.
每一个都值得我们感恩。
Every single one of them deserving of our praise.
每一个都是我们应当开垦的田地。
And they are all fields that we need to work.
而且在每一片田地里面，我们都还有许多未得之地。
And every single one of these fields, we have areas, pockets that we have not yet laid hold of. May the Lord help us.
真正起来，殷勤耕耘。
The rise up and be diligent in working the ground.
欢呼收割。
And then we'll reap joyfully.
我可不可以请 worship team 带我们再来唱刚才那首？
Can I ask the worship team to please come up and lead us into that hymn?
我们唱完我们就祷告。
And afterwards we'll pray.
We'll take the words home.
Jesus, we thank you.
你真是何等的爱我们。
How you love us.
你给了我们这么丰盛的救恩。
And such abundant salvation.
而且你留下了这么宝贵的应许。
And such wonderful promises.
你要永远与我们同在。
You will forever be with us.
你把圣经留在我们的手中。
You've given us the scriptures.
你让圣灵住在我们的心中。
You allow the Holy Spirit to live in our hearts.
哦，你又让我们能够与神和好，能够活在神的爱中。
That we may be reconciled with God and live in His presence.
而且你一生爱我们，让我们可以靠着你的怜悯直到永生。
And you love us all the days of our lives, and according to your mercies, we can wait until eternal life comes.
我们也谢谢你把我们摆在教会这么多可爱的弟兄姊妹旁边。
We thank you for placing us in the church with wonderful brothers and sisters around us.
主啊，我们为了这一切，我们感谢还要感谢。
And for all of these things, we give you thanks and more thanks.
但愿在这一条路上，我们能够恩上加恩，力上加力。
That is this journey, we would be a strength upon strength.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
我们再次为着这些要去大学的孩子们向你祷告。
Once again, we pray for all of our brothers and sisters who are going away for college.
但愿当我们再见面的时候。
And we pray that when we see each other again.
我们每一个人都是贺捆带回来。
And we're bringing in the sheaves.
我们都在你面前是丰收的。
Then we have abundance of harvest before you.
是的，呼召我们起来，好好殷勤撒种。
It's called us to rise up and be diligent in sowing.
让我们知道要靠着圣灵来撒种。
We will sow through your Holy Spirit.
好，让我们在你里面丰丰富富收永生。
And again, in abundance, we may reap eternity.
谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.